The Bible talks about a day when Jesus Christ will come again for His church. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16, it reads, "For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. This is known as the rapture."
After all that, about a couple of weeks later, Lord Jesus, He brought me to the beach with my spirit body and His. And we sat the usual place. Then we talked for a while. He told me, "I will show you something." The minute He said that, I had a vision voice. Every time He shows me something special, I get a special vision voices coming in my inner body, stomach. It was so loud, and this vision voice took a very long time. Then I could hear noises, such loud noises. I felt whole world was coming down, so loud, just horrible noises. Then I looked, whole air was white. People with white robe flying everywhere, just keep popping up, just disappear, popping up, just filled with air, with the people. Then I know there was rapturing. I was laughing, crying, screaming, so excited. Then I saw my granddaughter. She's only 10 months old. She didn't have no hair. Suddenly she flew out of the window from inside the room. Then with the white robe and her hair came down to the shoulder. You can imagine how excited I was. Then next minute, I saw my other granddaughter. She was only 4 months old. She didn't have no hair. She flew out of the window, same as the other one, with the white robe, and her hair too came down to her shoulder. I was screaming, crying, laughing, exciting so much. Just, I never excited that much before. Just excited. Whole house could hear. Good thing my husband wasn't home. If he was home, he really thought something wrong with me. After that, God showed me a different scene. This scene was a very sad one. It was horrible.
The Bible also talks about a time of great distress soon after the rapture. In Matthew 24, verses 21 to 22, Jesus said, "For then there will be great distress, unequal from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened." This is known as the Great Tribulation.
Well, after that, Lord Jesus, He showed me another vision. This was people left behind. I believe among them are a lot of Christians. That's why they were running, right? If they weren't Christians, they weren't running, you know. But the police were everywhere. People were everywhere. And they just running, scared, and panicked face. Going to the car, going to the boat, running to the mount. They just don't know where to go. Just like, you know, they were chased by, you know, monster or something. So scary and horrible scene that was. And after that, Lord Jesus, he told me that what you seen just now is nothing compared to what will happen that day comes. And after that, he told me, all my people are raptured. Satan will take over this world. And he wanna everybody to receive his number 666. Then anyone who refuses to receive it, they will be beheaded. So whoever don't want to receive the marks of beast number 666, they give their heart to Jesus. They want to be with him forever. Revelation 24. And then whoever receives marks of beast number 666, they all were thrown into the lakes of fire forever, ever. They will be burning there for day and night, no resting. Revelation 14:11. So everybody should know about these things. And remember, want to be beheaded, it will not easy way. They will be tortured so much before they will be beheaded. Because Satan will not allow them to give in easily. So, whoever hears this message, please, if you are not have a close relationship with our Lord Jesus, please do something about your salvations. Also, if you are left behind, no matter what it costs, don't ever, ever take the marks of beast number 666. It's better to be suffered for a while than suffer in the hell forever, ever burning in the fire. And please, please, take it seriously what I'm saying.
The book, Heaven is So Real, is currently being translated into many different languages and being distributed all over the world. There's also an MP3 version of this book, which can be downloaded online.
Well, the book is doing great. And this book is international bestseller. The law used Dr. Yonggi Cho for this book, and he translated this book. It took him about 2 months to translate. Usually it takes about 6-7 months. So, the day book was printed, and it exploded in Korea, and it's number one bestseller there. And the Almighty God using Dr. Yonggi Cho such an awesome way. He has almost 800,000 members in his church. So God is using him for this book. He chose him for this book. Praise you, Lord. And the book is our Lord Jesus' end time book. He wants all the Christians to read this book and witness to others. And that's what lots of people are doing. When they buy one book, they buy dozens, they buy hundreds, and they say, this is the best witnessing tool. It's the Bible. And then I receive so many emails. I don't have any time for my own anymore. And especially when I receive emails from little young children, about 12 or 13 years old, they are saying they are so much in love with this book. They love Jesus, they love, they call this Jesus book. You know, they are transformed by book. Some of them saying, I should quit school and do God's work. I said, don't ever quit school. You have to study, you know. God wants you to have education. That's why I tell them, you know. But whatever you do, put the God first, I say. You know? When I answer their emails. Ah, they are so happy. You know, thousands and thousands of lives are changing with this book because it's Jesus' book. So, and He prepared all His promise for this book from beginning to end. He told me, well, He will take care of everything from the beginning to end. I told Him, you know, well, I was very worried of many things, you know. Then He told me, why are you worried? This is my book. I will take care of it. Always He told me that. But He has been taking care of everything from beginning to end. Whoever read this book, they know this is Jesus' book. And He did take care of everything. So, all His promise for this book He prepared. Now, only thing left is my dancing ministry. He trained my dancing ministry. This is holy dance for 3 years. Then I danced at the church for 2 years. Now almost 3.5 years I'm waiting on it. Waiting is the hardest for serving God. You know, I had to wait 7 years before He published the book. Sometimes even I thought He ever published this book. But He fulfilled His words, you see.
At the end of her heavenly trips, Jesus makes a very special promise to True Thomas.
Well, the end of the visitation was after I took care of the manuscript of the book. Then He brought me to the Ortele Beach. And we spent about a couple hours. He told me He will bring me there every Monday. That was May 27, 1996. Ever since, He never missed once. He bring me there every Monday with my transformed body. He wake me up about few minutes after 12 o'clock every Monday morning. He shakes my body for 30 minutes, exactly 30 minutes. Never less, never more. Then His presence shows, and His spirit body, my spirit body. Then we go to the beach, and when we go there, you know, He talks mostly. I listen. Then I sing, I dance with my spirit body. And this is the best time of my life right now.
According to the scriptures, the reason why Jesus died on the cross is because of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. Therefore, according to Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved.
Well, I heard so many people saying, oh, who cares after I die? Hey, like that, you know. Then I said, you better care after you die, you know. This was what I was witnessing. If you die, you only go to two places, either heaven and hell. He said, hey, who cares after I die, you know. They talk like they don't know anything after they die. I say, you better care after you die. Because why? Even you die, your body die. Your spirit soul will never die. That's why you can remember, you can pain, happy, joy, everything. Just like when you were alive. So they still don't believe it. Just they get angry at me. I say, I hope someday you will remember what I'm saying. Do you know Jesus? They say, I know God. I say, well, Jesus is a God. He's a Father. He's the Holy Spirit. He's all. If you don't know Jesus, you knowing God, that's not going to take you to heaven. You know, I just talk. They don't hear most of these people. I just tell them, well, you don't want to believe now. I hope someday you will believe. Then I talk. No matter what, they don't want to accept the salvation package. You know what I say? I say, okay, you don't want to accept this salvation package, it's fine. But one day you will know all the God's people be raptured. Then you will know what I'm saying right now. But I ask you though, that time comes, never to receive the number 666. If you receive that, you're going to be burning in hell forever, ever, ever. So please, please don't receive the number 666. Would you please remember? You know, some of them say, okay, I say this to many, many people. Anyone who has never prayed a salvation prayer before, I would like to pray. Please repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are Son of God, and you died for me. Please come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. And I ask you to forgive me all of my sins and cleanse me with your precious blood. Taking control of every area of my life from this moment on. Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit and empower me to be used for your glory. I want to serve you, love you, obey you all the days of my life and make a difference in the lives of others. Father, thank you. Make me your child. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone prayed, just pray with me. Please go to church. Listen to word of God from pastors and read the Bible every day, study it, pray many times a day, and have a relationship with Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah.